Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, what's up? Chris here, and for today's video, I have my anime stuff, cosplay, collectibles collection. First of all, the shirt says "Got Anime," if you can read, obviously. I have other shirts, I have a Naruto shirt and stuff, I'm not gonna pull them out and show you.
Did you like it?
Obviously now I'm in Japan and Korea. I don't know what I was expecting, but it blew me away.
Really?
Yeah, the food was just fucking bananas.
Really?
Oh my god. And
damn.
They go to Asia, they go to Vietnam, they go to Japan, you know, they go to the places that kind of have a very clear tourist agenda.
Yeah.
And Korea doesn't really have that. Though I did go to the DMZ, which was really interesting.
What's that?
The demilitarized zone.
Oh, North Korean shit. Border.
That's where there's the longest staring contest of humankind been going on.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Jesus. They had some pretty funny stories about how North Korea raised a flag once, so South Korea raised theirs higher, so North Korea raised theirs higher, et cetera, until they literally broke the world record kind of on accident.
Oh, my God.
Having the largest flagpole because North Korea was just trying to out-long dick South Korea.
Fucking North Korea.
It's so funny. But anyway, this is, did you read it? A, just for the sake of keeping it catchy and clean, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day here in America.
Right. And if you haven't noticed, we have not been very weekly lately. Whatever, dude. Words are
yeah.
just...
Deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it. And I'm also...
dude, we don't have to adhere.
Did you just finally say that you're a millennial? After all this time, you finally agreed
with
you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because it's us. Cool to be a millennial now. So I'm obviously the one of the
That's
best.
True.
Yeah.
Destroy Applebee's with us. so anyway, I'm in Asia. So that's part of the reason why we've been a little less consistent than usual. But you know, I'm out here recording now from Japan in Shinjuku specifically. If you know anything about Japan,
I do. I've been to Shinjuku. It rules.
It does rule. It's I'm sure you spent some time at the Golden Gate, right?
Yeah. I was calling it the Golden Guy, but
I think that might be how it's pronounced. I've heard it two different ways, but
better.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's Golden Game, but maybe it's Golden Guy. But either way, we were there last night, which is why I probably sound a little hungover.
Oh, nice.
I feel super hungover, but I feel like I woke up early to do a podcast in Asia. That's what I feel like. but it's really great, and I really love it here. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that today. And we're going to talk specifically, I know Freed is kind of leading this, but I guess we've all collectively been talking about it this afternoon. So I guess, or this morning rather. So I guess we're all kind of leading this, but, we're going to do, Weeaboo Tales. Weeaboo Tales, I guess. Is it Weeaboo Tales? Weeaboo Tales. I guess it would be Weeaboo, right?
I feel like it's Weeaboo, but you know what? Yeah, it, you know, who knows?
Weeaboo is in honor of It's Your Dad being in Tokyo.
Yeah,
because he's obsessed with Japanese culture and all things
he's obsessed
Japanese. I mean, the guy flew there on an airplane made by Japanese people.
I mean, Western people, dude, are just not as good.
They're not. That's what a weeaboo would say, man.
That is actually what a weeaboo would say.
I've been just before we start, we'll get into all this stuff. What is a weeaboo? What do they look like? Where do they live? What kind of mattress do they sleep on? All that stuff. I've been to Tokyo myself, and when I left, I think I was pretty immediately converted into a weeaboo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like
it's hard not to.
It's hard not to, man. Because it's a really cool culture, and there's a lot of things they do that they just crush the way we do it.
God, like, shit.
How come we can't adopt that? So
right.
It's frustrating because it really is like so many things. You're just like, why do we do that weird backwards way that doesn't make sense when clearly there's another solution that the Japanese have already figured out that's way better? Like, I don't understand.
I don't
I mean, that's exactly how I feel most of the time since I've been here.
Right. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. What are the public bathrooms like? Can you just tell us? Are they really public bathrooms fucking awesome? Are
fucking nice and normal and clean. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it's not even about them being, I mean, they are, there is an amazing bidet in almost all of them. And they're always, they're, you know, here's an interesting twist on the tail, right? Because usually you think that it is a weird and gross thing when you have a warm toilet seat.
Right.
But here they're like warmed for you.
Yeah.
So you sit down and instead of being like, oh man, like who is the whale that was sitting here before me that made this thing feel like a fucking,
you're already speaking,
like, yeah, a
therapy Japanese terms, whale.
But then, but you know, in Japan, you sit down and you're just like, holy shit. Like this makes me want to stay here.
Right.
And I was in one yesterday that had like a noise. It was like a button that you could push if you wanted to like
mask your poop,
ambient noise, yeah, to mask your sounds.
That's what I always want.
I was like, where did you guys come up with this beautiful stuff?
I swear to God, like, and you know what's so annoying? Like, you could. I'm not saying like I'm as smart as a Japanese engineer because I'm not.
Okay.
But someone could just
I like where this is going.
Someone could just ask me what are some things that all bathrooms should have, and I would say ambient noise machines in each stall. Nobody wants people to hear them pooping or farting. No one.
Well, unless you're a guy at a urinal.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's talk about what is a weeaboo. We keep talking and we're throwing it around like everybody knows, but there's
get down to brass tacks.
Johnny on the pole. Our favorite male dancer. Maybe he does.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how he's doing. Have we talked to him recently?
Yeah, we've been incommunicado via the Instagram.
Good.
Yeah,
I like him.
He's cool. He is
cool.
He's a bro of the pod. Yeah.
Good.
Mystery Price. That's our dog.
Love it.
So weeaboo is an English slang term used to describe a person typically of non-Asian descent who prefers Japan and all things in Japanese over one's indigenous culture. So the term is successive mutation of the word Wapanese, which is a derogatory slur referring to Western Japanophiles with a strong bias towards Japanese culture and tech imports. So that's kind of weeaboo is a person who loves Japanese culture, essentially. And the word has evolved from a couple other words. It sort of made its way to this word.
Right. Well, it's someone who loves Japanese culture too much.
Too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, we're gonna swap a lot of opinions, but I guess it's like it's maybe like a cultural appropriation conversation at a certain point. Like it's going too far, where it's like,
right?
It's almost like Rachel Dolezal like became a black person because she loved the culture. And maybe this is like inching.
And it was towards, like, you took it too far, girl. Just like the weeaboos take it too far.
Right.
Yeah. I think this picture. No. So if you look up at knowyourmeme.com, look up weeaboo. Right. There's a really helpful picture. Oh, sorry. My dog Trevor's humping my other dog, Machu Picchu. All right.
Well, you have a dog named Machu Picchu?
Yeah. Yeah. My roommate's dog is named Machu Picchu.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Trev, can you cut it out, please? So there's this picture that's like what a weeaboo is and what a weeaboo isn't. And what a weeaboo isn't is someone who watches anime and reads manga, plays Japanese video games, interested in some aspects of Japanese culture. All those things are fine. Those are cool.
Right.
But someone who believes everything from Japan is amazing and curses their non-Japanese heritage, that is a weeaboo.
Well, it's funny because that is actually something that is kind of easy to do when you get here, is you start seeing everything being more efficient and everything seems to work well. I did this in Korea too, to be really honest. And I think part of it is just America is in a pretty dark place right now.
True.
So it's one of those things where it's not hard to be like, oh, fucking America. You know what I mean? Like it's really easy to do that. I found myself doing that a couple times. Like we've met some people and I've just been like, oh yeah, oh, America. Ugh. And then I kind of catch yourself being like, oh wait, not everybody's happy here. Like there are massive problems with their society, but on instinct, And this actually was most, so we went to this really, really cool experiential art exhibition yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was like the most beautiful, pure thing. And the experience was unbranded. And it was just like, it was just impossible to not love.
Yeah.
And like almost the second we get out, I get a notification about that shooting in Thousand Oaks. And I'm just like, come on, yeah, man. Like it's like the world could not be more different, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and that for some reason, like really summed up how I felt initially about my whole, about the America, Asia kind of weeaboo situation. But
yeah,
but that is very different than what a weeaboo is. I think a weeaboo is like takes it too far.
Yeah. Agreed. Although, who are we to judge?
This is true.
Maybe.
Also true.
Maybe they're right.
So the sub that we're actually talking about today is Weeaboo Tales. And Weeaboo Tales historically, so, man, this is funny. These related subs are really funny too, by the way. So do you, Dog Boobs, do you want to do the sidebar of Weeaboo Tales?
Hell yeah, I do. Weeaboo Tales. It's Weeaboo Tales, T-A-L-E-S. There are 50,292 readers weebing at the moment, and 60 readers are weebing right now. Trev, buddy, hey, cut it out. Can you guys hear that? Is that okay?
Yes, yes, we can.
Stop it, son. I threw a pillow at him. I think that'll be good. Anyway, so
Weeaboo Tales. You got to milk that guy, dude.
Yeah, wow.
You gotta milk him.
Trev.
He seems like he's horned up. What is he?
He's so horned up. Trev, honey.
I got a bone to pick with people with dogs after this.
Tell me everything. I want to know.
Well, let's finish this.
All right, fine. All right, all right. So, Weeaboo Tales. Here are the rules. Ensure that the described individual, group, or organization in your story are indeed using their weeaboo attributes to move the story along and not just being annoying and generally weird. So interesting. So Weeaboo Tales, this is about tales about weeaboos. So this is important. Long sagas are unnecessary. Keep it to the point on each submission. You have 10,000 characters per submission. There's plenty of room to work with, and only split it up if it gets too lengthy or needs to be for the sake of reading or narrative. Just don't drag it out. Right. Number two, liking anime, manga, visual novels, or what have you does not constitute them as being a weeaboo. If you're a described individual, group, or organization does not meet the listed definition of a weeaboo from the Urban Dictionary weeaboo, which I will get to, then it's not really a weeaboo. So the Urban Dictionary is a person who retains an unhealthy obsession with Japan and Japanese culture, typically ignoring or even shunning their own racial and cultural identity. Cool. Three, if the described individual, group, or organization are weeaboos and another extreme type, awesome, but try to focus on the individual, group, organization's Japanese side. Okay, so if this person you're talking about is both a weeaboo and something else, just stick to the Japanese part for the sake of this subreddit. Number four, if you have a story or more to tell in other submissions, the answer is always yes. No more define a weeaboo or am I a weeaboo posts. That's not what this is about. If you're a weeb, find out elsewhere.
I love that. Yeah,
so you got it. And then there are some really funny related subreddits. Tales of the Convention, manga,
amazing.
Fat people stories. Homestuck Tales. That's interesting. I've never heard of that term. Must be cringeworthy.
Tales. Maybe it's like
what does that mean?
Japanese thing where you just stay at home all day.
Maybe. We'll have to figure it out.
Any insight into that being from Japan yourself?
Well, there's a term for that. I don't remember what it is. But
let's take some.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's
I don't
generalize. You know.
Let's generalize.
Okay. It's a lot of rules. Yeah, so
I know, there are.
Weeaboo Tales. There's still more, right?
Well, no, actually. Okay. I was just going to say, but the rules are really important because we got to get that prime weeaboo content.
Prime weeaboo content.
Right.
Yeah, and there's r/weeaboo tales. There's also r/weeaboo, which is, there's less subscribers, but still a lot. And I think between those two, you can really, dive into weeaboo culture quite a bit if this is something you're interested to looking into at home. So that's kind of what I would say, both of those.
And it is worth saying, too, that we're not, we are making fun of them because everybody makes fun of them, but it is also okay to be a weeaboo. I think it's one of those things where there was a really funny, it wasn't even a GIF, it was like a video going around the internet for a while. That was a guy admitting to weeaboos in a funny way. And it seems like it's one of those things. I am not a weeaboo. None of us are, but it seems like one of those things that if you really identify that way, that's cool too, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it. Yeah.
If it makes you happy. If it makes you happy.
I mean, there's definitely something to not feeling like the American culture is your culture, or whatever culture you're from is not your culture. I mean, you know, I think there's plenty.
And people do this with other things too. I mean, that's the other thing is you can do this. You do this with like, there's the, I mean, remember very early we did Not My Generation, or the Wrong Generation rather. Yep. And that's kind of a similar, it's kind of a similar attitude, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, I don't fit in. I'm too blank for this world that I live in right now.
Yeah, it's like,
which is fun.
It's like, there's people probably in your high school, it's your dad, that weren't part of the 69 Boys Club. And they were like, I don't fit in. So when they got to college,
that's true.
They joined
the
radio club or something. So
yeah, not everybody can be a part of the 69.
Yes. Yeah. And like, look, my high school was like basically all jocks and everybody played. It was like a Catholic sports high school. So once you got out of there, you saw people really blossom, you know, open up. And it's like, you might not be in a quarterback and the ladies all day, like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I think it's totally understandable that you see something in another culture that's like exciting and you want to kind of go for it. And looking into the sub, it's like we're seeing that maybe sometimes people can take it too far. And that's where the yucks start.
Right. All right. So let's get into some of these. Do we explain it thoroughly enough? I'm sure we could continue talking more about what a weeaboo actually is. I mean, partially because I think Frida and I have both been to Japan. So we know how much people would, how nice it is here and how easy it is to say we fucked everything.
Because we live. Just for an example, like we live in Los Angeles, which is a massive city, and so is Tokyo. And Tokyo, I think, has more people than LA, but they have it.
Tokyo is 35 million.
And we have
it's the biggest city in the world.
We've got like 10 million or something. It's not even close.
Yeah.
But the city is gridlocked. It doesn't work. Everything's dirty. There's people living on the streets. Like it seems like it's kind of falling apart, but it's sunny.
Totally.
So, and then you go to a place like Tokyo where it's three times the amount of people and everyone's kind of in line and like working together in a way. And you get jealous of it immediately. Like some things I remember noticing were, there were these like painted white boxes on the sidewalks and people would stand in those boxes. And those were the designated smoking zones. So if you wanted to smoke outside, you smoked in these boxes. There's no walls. It was just painted on the ground. And everyone just followed those rules. They'd put their cigarette butts in the receptacle and then they'd be on their way. And you're like, cool, that makes sense. And then like nobody crossed the street against the light. Everyone waited for the lights to cross and then they went. Did you cross the street against the light yet, Dad?
I think we tried a couple times and it was rude. We made
you feel
it
like
ourselves.
A dick. Yeah. You feel like
I felt like a monster.
I felt the same way. And then the other thing I remember was I went to a baseball game there. And they stopped these guys walking in to the game because they had a backpack full of beers. And I was like, they got busted. And they're like, no. They just had to pour them into cups. They could bring them in. They could bring in as much booze as they could carry in cups. They just couldn't have it in cans. So I was like, man. So there's some things they nail.
It's just not being a dick to people, man. Like respect. That's the thing is like, it always comes down to that. It's always just like, I feel like America, we don't need to just shit on America the whole time, even though it is easy to do from my perspective.
I think I'm shitting on Los Angeles more than I'm shitting on America. Just for the record.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. LA is pretty brutal, man. I mean, I that's definitely one of those things where
efficiencies and flows and things like that.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing how little we care about, like our inability to care about other people is pretty tough, you know. And we really struggle with that. I don't feel like people in Japan are all kind of respecting other people's space and respecting other people in general. And damn, we just don't do that here.
Yeah.
Or here is in Los Angeles, it is.
Yeah, well, that's a bigger conversation. But we all get why the weeaboo thing. I get why it's a thing for sure.
Yes. But this difference, there's a big difference between getting it and then being it. Yeah. and really like embracing the weeaboo lifestyle. So let's get into some of these stories, why don't we?
Yeah. All right. So if you look at the top of all time, there are some really, really good ones. But I feel like this one's a pretty fun, it's kind of long, but it's College Weeb Meltdown, Japanese Class, and Hatsune Miku. So I'll just try to read this one. I won't try to drag it out too long, but it's pretty amazing. So this guy, Socks and Pop-Tarts, bless his heart, writes that, so I'm back at university for grad school, and seeing all the young freshmen makes me think of another one of my weeb experiences. This time, it's college edition. Our cast of characters is me, Professor Ando, my kick-ass teacher, a collection of students and weebs, and Hatsune lover. More on that later. Like I said before, not the biggest anime fan in high school, but my first semester in college, I started watching Black Butler and Sword Art Online, and I really liked those. I saw weebs on campus, but I stayed away from them. My first spring semester, I had to take a foreign language class. I chose Spanish because Texas, y'all, and our class was at 8 a.m. The class was in the foreign language building, but there was another class going on at the same time right next door. Any guesses? You're right. It's Intro to Japanese. The teacher was a laid-back guy from Okinawa, Professor Ando, and for an hour and a half, he tried to teach actual Japanese to about 25 pasty weebs who were fluent from watching anime online and reading manga. Oh, boy.
Amazing.
You know that picture from a while back showing a classroom with the girl in the Totoro outfit twirling a red parasol? We will post this because it's amazing. It's like just kind of a big white girl dressed as Totoro twirling a red parasol. Imagine 25 copies of that girl all screaming, "You're so sugoi, Professor Ando-san." Imagine being on the other side of the wall trying to understand Castilian Spanish, and even your teacher stops to listen to the absolute fuckery going on next door. So that was the class. Lots of shrieking, butchered Japanese, and above it all, the sound of Professor Ando's sanity crumbling into dust. He was a cool guy to chill with after class, but there were rumors that the Japanese class would be his last, and because he wasn't making any headway against the weebs and their creepy fan fiction, they would email to him as homework. Until one day, in mid-April, when the true battle began. You guys know about Hatsune Miku, right? I don't. Do you guys know about that?
Hatsune Miku? I don't know what that is.
All right. I just looked it up. It's the name of a Vocaloid software voice bank. Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes. I actually do know. Yes. I do know that thing.
Interesting.
So go on and I'll explain that in a bit.
So it seems to be an anime character that's like a hot girl with blue hair.
Well, yeah. So Vocaloid is a really popular automated voice system.
Okay.
Right? So I actually thought about getting Vocaloid for music stuff for a while because I thought it's just a really strange, interesting thing. But it has characters that you like type a word and it will speak that word. It's like a text to speech thing for Japanese pop stars, I guess.
Oh, kind I of. Love that.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Pretty rad. All right, cool. Love the sound of that. So everybody knows who that is now. So let's see what this person says. So there's this kid in this Japanese class that's convinced that Hatsune Miku is his waifu and wouldn't hear any trash talk about her. This is Hatsune lover.
Oh my God. For the most part,
he was quiet, but he almost got expelled for emailing the professor a drawing of a scantily clad Hatsune for homework. he's able to get away with the hentai is art excuse because she had clothes on. So now is the crazy part. It's mid-April. Class is almost over for us in Spanish. We're translating sentences when we hear a high-pitched screaming coming from next door. Thinking it's another fangirl moment, we ignore it until we hear crashing sounds, banging, and Professor Ando yelling at someone to call campus police. As a group, we follow our teacher out into the hallway, right smack into the Japanese class as they are trying to squeeze their way out of the door, sounding like squealing pigs and smelling about as bad. Seriously, what is it with weebs and their refusal to wear deodorant? Oh, that's sad. By this point, campus police has arrived. Our teachers called them. Pushing past the weebs, they drag out Hatsune Lover, who's practically foaming at the mouth and screaming in broken Japanese. Professor Ando comes out next. His face is covered in scratches with a hollow look in his eyes. The week after, another professor is teaching what remains of the Japanese class, and we're able to enjoy the last few weeks of blessed silence from next door. So our teacher was able to piece together what happened that day, and it's about as weeby as you think it is. Professor Ando had decided to integrate anime and manga characters into his lessons, which the weebs loved. That's a great idea because he's not winning any other way. However, that day, Ando used Hatsune Miko in a sentence, which when translated said, Hatsune Miko is a fake persona or something along those lines. When Hatsune Lover translated the sentence, he went ape shit, screaming that his waifu was a real person and that Ando had dishonored her. Hatsune Lover stood up and pulled out an actual machete from his trench coat and tried to charge Ando's desk to kill him for dishonoring Hatsune Miko. Our campus discourages us from having blades that are bigger than a small pocket knife. And at the sight of the machete, the entire class turned and ran for the door, creating a jam in the process. Hatsune Lover chopped through the desks and tables on his way to get to Ando, destroying the classroom.
Holy shit!
According to our teacher, Ando was able to swat the machete out of his grasp by hitting him with a book. So he fell on Ando and tried to scratch out his eyes instead. That's when the campus police came, and Ando went to the hospital, while Hatsune Lover was kicked out of school, charged with the destruction of property and assaulting a teacher, which he pled guilty to and went to jail for. And Professor Ando quit the department and moved back to Japan. So too long didn't read. Weeb, obsessed with Hatsune Miko, has a meltdown, tries to kill Japanese class professor for dishonoring his waifu, destroys classroom with machete, and gets expelled from college.
That's a great
story.
Total respect, man. You got to respect the waifu.
Yeah, you cannot. So disrespect someone's waifu.
You can't. So as you were going over this, I was wondering, I was like, man, is it offensive for me to be doing this in Japan? And then I was like, no, not really, because this isn't really about Japan. This is about Americans. Is it specifically Americans or is it Americans
I think it's technically anyone who isn't Japanese, but these all seem to be American stories.
Okay. Because I think that it's not offensive. Because this is about us fucking something up, like normal. You know what I mean? Like taking something beautiful and pure and great, like Japan, and being like doing our American thing, which is just ruining it in the most catastrophic way possible.
Yeah, it's like Japanese culture is what it is. Like it's the fat basement neckbearded guy who's trying to squeeze into like the anime girl outfit. That's funny, right? That's what's funny.
Yes. Yes. That is
funny.
Yes.
Nobody's making fun of the culture. Like we're making fun of the people that are trying to appropriate it.
Exactly.
So, yes.
So altruistically. I was thinking of Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Kind of feels like a weeaboo ripoff movie, right? Like a lot of the haircuts in that movie and like the comic book stylings are like sort of anime adjacent-y.
Well, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is a famous comic book.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. Just feel like I'm just like looking up images and stuff, and it's like it feels like that's kind of what that seems like an influence, I guess.
So I'm gonna let's read another story because that was ridiculous.
A really good one.
That was fantastic.
Okay, we need a few short ones because I found a really good. The top of all time is another bit of a lengthy one.
Yeah, it's long.
But that one is so good.
I have a short one that I could attempt to read.
Yes.
It's posted by Bosley, B-O-Z-Y-L-Y, Bosley. So the title is My Friend Tried to Pick Up an Asian Girl at a Bar, and It Did Not Go Well.
Oh! No.
So tonight I went out to this bar with a few broskies, and we are going to name Eric. Oh, Eric, whoever wrote this doesn't speak English. So Eric is a devout Christian man. He's very skewed worldview of thinking that no woman wants sex, and that every person is the very best version of their stereotype. This is terribly written. But Eric is also a weeb. He's a huge Japan nerd. He watches all the anime and calls it art. He has a samurai ninja sword. He speaks some Japanese. He does some martial arts poorly. So he's 24 and he's yet to even kiss a girl. Incel alert. He's not a bad looking dude. Just refer to up there if you're curious. So we're at the bar and he picks up this girl, gorgeous Asian woman. We're talking an Ohio 9, California 8, Irish 13. Nice. This is out of all the poor writing. That's a great amazing sentence. Okay, cool. So
California.
Ohio 9, California 8. Irish 13. Then he says, gorgeous girl. So he strides on up, all the confident and shit. She actually turns to face him. She pushes a bit of her hair behind her ear and says, hey there. So in this fucking moment, Eric is bound to pull the girl of his dreams and even our dreams. If only he stopped there. This motherfucker started speaking Japanese and won't quit. No matter how many what the fuck I speak English she gave, he trudged on. He even did a weird anime noise and scratched the back of his head with a stupid smile on his face. Continuing in Japanese, the poor girl gives up and just snaps. Look, dude, I'm Vietnamese. What's your problem? I speak English. So he apologizes in Japanese.
Him. I love that.
Here's heart ripping from across the bar. Hearing it sink. So like good friends, we all died of laughter. I fell out of my chair. He was in tears. He told us the rest of the night that she was the one for him, and he told us about their future wedding. Poor guy.
That is disgusting.
The most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
That's a nice, cute little story. And that just sounds like some straight up, like, idiotic, sort of lighthearted bigotry. But like, in a positive direction. Like, he was looking for a love, but it sounds like Michael Scott would do that, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yes, exactly.
Let me drop a little Japanese on this girl who could not even be Japanese, probably. Oh,
God, I love it.
From Ohio.
That's so sad. I found a really funny, sad one. So do you guys remember that story a while back when there was a station master cat named Tama who like worked at a train station and was just like the unofficial mascot? Maybe not. It's super cute. This place called Kishi Station in Wakayama. And there was this cat named Tama that just, he wore like a little train conductor's hat and I don't know. It was like this cute thing that happened. So he died of old age, the cat, bless his heart. So there's this article that says Japan gets a new station master cat as Nitama is officially named successor to the departed Tama. And in the comments section, there's some weeaboo action. So this guy writes that name is cringeworthy. Tama roughly means ball. That's fine, cute, whatever. But naming Tama's successor Nitama, ni means two. The cat's name is Two Ball or Ball Two, Ball the Second. And someone's like, okay, why don't we just not overthink it and celebrate the cat? And they're like, listen, I wasn't overthinking. I know enough Japanese that I instantly recognized that they were just numbering this cat, which seems insulting to the previous one, to be honest. And I fucking hate cats. So even despite the previous one, I wouldn't celebrate this. And it's like, okay, you're fun. Then a real Japanese person pops in and says, tama can also mean soul, hence to soul, which is makes sense because it's the successor to the previous tama. It can also mean gem or treasure. By gem, if it's usually a jade jewel, hence why tama is a popular name for cats because of the jade-colored eyes of cats. Please, before trying to correct somebody in a different language other than your own, have more than decades worth of knowledge on the subject. Don't rely on things you learned watching Chinese cartoons. That's a pretty good smackdown, I guess.
A lot of these seem like it has to do with people hitting on, like, the weeaboos hitting on people at bars.
I love that. I mean,
which is I love. It's so fun. Not even at bars, just in general.
An Asian fetish thing going on here, right? I mean,
well, but that's kind of that's the core of this whole thing, yeah. Right? I mean, it's a little bit of like Asian fetish, but also it's about, I don't think it's just Asian fetish as much as it's like, weeaboos are such an interesting combination of so many funny internet things. Cause it's like got the neck beard angle. It has a weird anime thing.
Like, I'm a weeaboo for Japanese infrastructure. And I'm like,
yes, totally.
The streets, you know, like the garbage collection system. And that's not what this is. Like, these guys love the anime world and like sort of the more right. The entertainment stuff.
Well, this has a little bit of the, when people talk about mansplaining, it's a little bit of that kind of vibe, but from Westerners to Japanese people. I think that's the other thing that you're seeing a lot in here is like, people that are like, I studied Japanese for 2 years. Let me tell you all about it to somebody who's like a second generation Japanese person type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
Which is what I was saying.
Oh yeah. And I was going to say like that sort of snobby, I've been here and you haven't, let me explain what it's like attitude. Right. And it's like, I feel like I did that to a lot of people when I got back from Japan. Like, oh, let me tell you where I've been.
Let me tell you a little something.
Go shut up, you totally. Big dinghole. There's some of that. Anyway.
God, it's so fun. It's so easy to do that, though, because it is such a
it's
dope
fun to
place.
Talk about. Yeah, it's a cool place.
It's just, man. All right, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Side. I got to go to Japan so I can be a weeboo with you guys.
Haven't been?
Oh. Never been. Tell me all about it.
It's your dad is there now. That's how far he's been.
Holy shit, dude. I need to go. I got to go. Mm-hmm. This one post is by someone named Silent_Samazar, and it's called My Wife Dated a Weeb, ... I asked my wife to recall her days of dating this guy who was a complete weeb. She has no interest in anything Japanese. Here are a few of the moments she noted. Visited his place once to find that he'd fallen asleep watching cutesy shit anime with a bowl of cereal in his lap. This is a great description of a weeaboo.
Somebody who dated? Oh, man.
He purchased
brutal.
His first figurine and immediately bought a glass display case that cost more than the figure. The case was for a basketball. He only used the Princess Bubblegum rally car in Grand Theft Auto and called it his Weebmobile. He flaunted his several gigabytes of anime reaction images, which were sorted and tagged individually for quick searching. He never shut the fuck up about an Evangelion and watched it several times during their relationship. Always picked anime girls or peppy female characters in video games. Also applied cat ears to anything he could in games. Openly cried multiple times watching anime. They visited New York City and his only souvenir was another anime figurine. Bought a Kill La Kill t-shirt from Comic-Con that was clearly a women's tee and was too small for him. Showed tentacle hentai to everyone at a party during a drunken discussion about anime. What's worse is she actually married this guy. Our first anniversary is next June.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So that's a great example of what we're talking about with like, it is kind of a proud point, but in like a funny, it's like taking it back type thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's kind of a microcosm of nerd culture in general too, where for a long time it was like, hey, don't call me a nerd. Now it's like, yeah. I'm a nerd. Like, I'm a nerd.
Like, get ready. Right? I honestly think that's adorable. And those are the kind of weeaboos I think it would be great to hear from. Because here he is. He's got a hobby. He's got the means to, you know, follow his dreams. He's got a wife. He's very happy and he can laugh at himself. I love it.
When was that posted?
It was posted a month ago. Silent Sam Azar.
Oh shit. So he's around.
He's out there. He's out there.
And congratulations on your first wedding.
Yeah, I know. What a sweetheart. I'm happy for him.
What a sweetheart. All right. So should we read the top of all time since it is an absolute
gem. Here's the thing though. I got super into Japanese culture while I was sitting here and ordered myself a poke bowl to be delivered. I have to pick that up real quick. But if you guys want to just chat amongst yourselves, I'll be right back.
You think with the Weeaboo sub is secretly in the pocket of the pokey, big pokey? Because
the big pokey industry. So here's a question. Why do you think we fuck up the things that they do so well, Fried?
The Japanese culture, from what I've heard from people like my wife, who's into, who works in the clothing industry, she says it's like, The product that is made in Japan is the standards of quality are higher, almost like a German made car is like a higher quality machine. Like the same goes for Japanese made products, like culturally respect. I don't know, whatever you say, but they said they tend to like deliver a more, you know, well-built product. And her example was, like the clothing store, the one in Japan, the one in Tokyo, the clothing there was like just like any of the best clothing you could buy here, like James purse or whatever, like that's like casual clothing. And the stuff would last forever. Right. Whereas like the stuff that we buy here in America is like made in Indonesia and like a sweatshop. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. You know, they have their own quality stereotype like the Germans have for cars, you know. Why is that? It just seems like a cultural thing. Like they demand a higher standard. I don't know. Like that's a good stereotype to have.
I mean, so that's interesting because I guess I kind of feel I've been feeling, and I don't know if you remember this, but I've been eating a lot of meat since I've been here because that's what you do when you're in Asia. You eat a lot of meat. And I don't feel at all the way all that right. I've been that. I usually feel when I eat meat in the United States, right? I feel way better. I don't feel nearly as heavy. And I think it's also a byproduct of kind of exactly what we're talking about, where like things are just better quality. So you don't have a lot of the problems that you get typically.
Yeah. It sounds right. I mean, I don't know if they're, you know, they got a famous kind of beef over there. Maybe you're eating some adjacent versions of that, but here she goes.
I got my poke, guys.
Poke bowl, eating raw fish.
So delicious.
It's kind of a slap in the face to it's your dad. He's in the capital of raw fish.
Oh,
we're here
dude.
In Los Angeles eating delivered raw fish.
Eating the disgusting version.
Slapping me
but
right in the face.
Let's get down to business. Should we talk about this top of all time?
Before... Let's just talk about poke bowls for 1 second, that they're the fast food of the raw fish industry.
Yeah. They're so good. They're covered in sauce. There's edamame all over it. I fucking love it. They're so good. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
You're going to have to wait till the end of this story. You're going to have to earn that bowl.
Yeah. I'm just looking right at it. Oh, it'll be okay. I can handle it.
You want to take turns on paragraphs?
Yeah, should we popcorn read?
I love the idea of a popcorn reading with dog boobs is going to be the most embarrassing thing
this.
Ever for us.
Let's popcorn read.
We can barely get through one word, and dog boobs is
here.
Like
we go,
fucking Ralph Waldo Emerson over here.
Here's the thing: I'll go the first three since the first two are very small, and then I'll pass it over to someone. But get ready because it could be either of you.
I'll go third. I'll go second on this.
Right. Okay, you'll go second. Yeah. All right. So,
I gotta literally find this post. So you're talking about that. So I fucked
a weeboo. Submitted a year ago by username Chrysonimus Bosch. So here it goes.
Right.
Spoiler in the title, I guess, although we're really far past that point. Also, this is going to be pretty not safe for work in terms of content, fair warning. So my name's Dave, and I do a lame-ass business major at a state school primarily known for football. I feel like you, dear reader, are judging me right now. Can't blame you, but I will try to explain myself. Probably going to fuck it up, but I'll try nonetheless. There's two things you need to know about me if you want to know how I, a person who barely watched anime outside of Yu-Gi-Oh in junior high, crossed paths.
Which I don't even. I didn't either.
Watch it, I remember when it was on, but yeah. Never watched it. How I crossed paths with a weeaboo. I love sushi and I love free food. I just so happens that our local Japanese anime club had copious amounts of both at their intro meeting. So one boring Friday night, I decided to roll through, grab some Cali rolls, and leave before being forced to talk to anyone. Walking in, I see the sushi spread, way in the back of the big meeting room with an ocean of people between me and sweet, sweet raw fish. I nimbly slide between the headband-wearing ensemble and am almost at the finish line when I bump into her. The first thing I notice are her jet black eyes, which instantly cower away from my gaze like she's just walked in on her parents. She was some kind of Asian, Filipino, I later found out, and had this lily white, almost translucent skin. Her hair was in pigtails with neon pink streaks running through it, and she had on what I could only describe as a very involved baby blue French maid type outfit. All I knew at that point, however, was there was something about this girl that drew me to her. Popcorn Freed.
She uttered a startled "Gomasai."
"Gomenasai." "Gomenasai" is sorry in Japanese.
"Gomenasai."
I would learn more foreign vocab from this girl in a few weeks than I did in 2 years of Spanish. After which, I introduced myself and we started talking. Her name was Mimi. She wanted to be a voice actress. And I honestly could not care less about most of the things that came out of her mouth. She was really nice, but Mimi got to talking about some anime that interests her, and it would be like a solid 5 minutes before you'd ever get a chance to reciprocate. Oh man, this girl was flirty though. Whenever I did get to speak, she'd bat her little eyelashes and look at me like I was the most interesting man in the world. Spoiler alert, I'm not. I'm an idiot. So just her was an awakening of some sort of weird primal lust in me. It's called hormones and boners.
Yeah.
And right as I was about to ask what she was doing later, some douche with baggy cargo pants, it could have been me, and an equally ill-fitting anime t-shirt interrupted us. Turns out homeboy was the club president. Mimi was his VP, and there were important club duties to be attended to. Talk about a cock block. Before he dragged her off, she gave me her number on a Hello Kitty sticky note. Wink, and blew me a kiss, then skipped off. Popcorn, dad.
We started texting the next day, and Mimi's flirtatiousness kept escalating. It was also around that time that she started to call me Nishan, which would have been the biggest red flag outside of China if A, I knew what it meant, and B, was not already in way too deep with this girl. She kept asking me about my bedroom habits and coyly teasing me and replying like, "Ooh, that sounds interesting." Winky face. This all came to a head when during some management class, I get a text from her and open it up and instantly regret the decision. Mimi thought it would be fun to send a picture of herself from the neck down. With just one arm covering her breasts in lieu of any clothing, I instantly shut my phone off, prayed that people behind me didn't see, and then right after class ended, jogged to my room and J-O'd. Yes, I'm aware I'm not doing the greatest job of this whole have people not judge me thing, but could I score some points for honesty? No? Okay, I'll just move on. Popcorn.
The sexting got progressively wilder, and a week after we met, Mimi finally told me that she wouldn't send any more pictures but had a special surprise for me at the next club meeting. For the first time in my life, I was excited to go to anime club and found myself marking my calendar to the fateful day. As soon as I arrived, she ran up and hugged me like we hadn't seen each other in years. The meeting was just a showing of some weeby movie, but Mimi stayed glued to me when she wasn't enthusiastically singing along to all the songs. Her public displays of affection and overall behavior were so fucking obnoxious, they started attracting annoyed glances from the rest of the people, and even I started to get uncomfortable. Mercifully, though, the movie ended after a few hours and we both head back to her room. I still had some slight hesitation about getting involved with Mimi, but every time she looked at me and flashed that bubbly smile, I felt reassured. Popcorn freed!
We arrived at her dorm room and Mimi wasted no time with the foreplay and got right onto the special surprise. What transpired next was incredible. Semi-cool. This girl was going at it like a porn star, and the only thing holding us back was my shitty stamina.
This guy is like David Foster Wallace.
She loved me after we finished, to which I responded, me too. Different kind of me too. Another missed red flag, but I was having the honeymooniest of honeymoon phases and wasn't exactly operating at full mental capacity. Unfortunately, nothing could have prepared me for the sheer amount of crazy that was soon to follow. Popcorn, your dad.
Nice. The Tuesday after my sexual reawakening, I was headed back to my dorm after class when the anime club president came up to me, wearing the same cargo shorts and anime shirt I'd seen him in every meeting. He told me he was in love with Mimi-chan. And wanted to know if there was something between us. I wondered how oblivious this dude could be and confirmed my worst fears. He did not handle it well. Anime club president was on the verge of tears, and as I began to offer my condolences, he ran off into the distance. The minute I get home, I called Mimi, asking if she knew anything about this. Apparently she I love this story so much. Apparently she drunkenly gave him a hand job in his car at some club party last semester, and he kept sending her love letters and gifts no matter how much she told him she was uninterested. I told her she should probably talk to him one last time and went to sleep thinking my worries were over.
A few days after that was my school's suit and tie mandatory business career mixer, a pretty important event for most of us where we meet prospective employers. As I'm heading over to the mixer with a group of friends, someone jumps on me from behind. Three guesses as to who it was. And Jesus Christ, she was still wearing the fucking maid outfit. My heart sinks. All of my friends are confused. And Mimi starts rubbing her head onto my chest and making nya sounds like a cat. The intense rush of embarrassment brings with it all the red flags I had missed before in one fell swoop. She asks me when I'm coming over for playtime again and informs me that the anime club president will no longer be bothering us since she told him that I would beat him up if he ever bothered her again. The only thing running through my head at this point are the words, oh shit, on a loop. I tell her I'll meet her later, and she says, okay, and does some weeby peace sign thing. Keep in mind, all of this transpired in front of my friends, whose collective jaws had hit the floor. When I get home from the mixer, I decided to Google what Nichan meant, since she kept calling me that, and the results hit me like a train. As I Googled the rest of the mangled Japanese phrases she used with me, the meanings got progressively more disturbing. I stopped looking them up soon after. So Nichan, I did look up, and apparently it's something that like an older sibling says to a younger sibling, or what like a grandma says to a child.
Oh my God.
Popcorn freed to
that
close
was
it out.
2 days ago, and I've been pretending everything is normal with her since that incident. I'm honestly terrified of what she'll do if I end it. And this shit is freaking me out. So if you've got any advice on how to let her down easy, please let me know quickly because my friends find this too hilarious to help and I really cannot keep seeing this. This is fantastic.
That is so amazing.
I'm so curious how it's going to end. What happens?
My friend finds it too hilarious to help. It's like such a quintessential college
that's,
dude thing.
That's a dude. Especially this. Show. Oh, this no. I'm, poor guy. I would help, but this is better for comedy if I don't.
Yeah, totally. if you're looking through some of the comments now, So if you're there just for the sex, and this is then you've got what you came for. Just tell her to lay off the public displays of affection or break up with her. Also, biggest red flag outside of China. Cracked me up. That's pretty funny.
I love it.
And that is really funny. That was a really funny.
Here's somebody named God's Debris who gave some good advice. I don't think she'll do anything horrible if you end it. She might have a tantrum where she'll yell at you or call you names, e.g. baka. But the best thing to do is be honest and tell her that it isn't working the way you thought it would. The best way to do it is to be in front of one another, the most respectful way. You don't have to be at her place or at yours. You could be at an anime club meeting, blah, 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 or your car. From there, be honest and upfront, blah, blah, blah. So be honest, do it in person, be respectful. You can choose to engage in this relationship, so see it through. And he goes, damn, on a serious note, that's probably the best advice I've heard. Easy to forget there's two sides to this, and I guess good on her for being open about her interests, even if they're weird. Even if they weird out the vast majority of people, I really hope she finds happiness, but I definitely don't think I'm the one who's able to give it to her. That's really so sweet.
That's a good one down here. Looks like you've got a fucking yandere on your hands. I get a Spanish accent. I know it's Japanese, which means I Googled it means like a moonstruck or heads over your heels girl.
So
he's got like a crazy girl on his hands, dude. That's the comment. And then the next guy says, well, she hasn't tried to kill me yet. And the next one says, it's been 5 months. He's definitely dead because he hasn't responded in a while.
that poor girl, so though, too. Sad. I'm like, she's into it. I think these people know. I mean, this is also one of those things, like, you know, a lot of these people are. This is also one of those things where it's charming and funny when they're young, like young up to like 24, maybe. Yeah. Right. After that, it's weird.
Yeah. And sad, youth needs to be on the side of being a weeaboo, I think. You know what's in? Yeah, it seems like, I don't know if I'm generalizing the anime girl culture. I probably am, but like, that sort of like infantilized girl behavior seems like it's part of the culture a little bit, and sort of like being overly in love, like you might be in seventh grade, seems to be almost like a trait in a way. I don't know.
Yeah,
totally.
I don't know if she's like doing like ramping that up on purpose because that's kind of how it is in the comic books or something. which is like an
right.
This is a world.
It is.
This is a really good, and we'll post this on our sub, by the way, which is Did You Read It? If you didn't already know that. But there's a really good comic that kind of describes. It's actually the second down all time, and it kind of describes what really the experience is in a better metaphor. Where if somebody would do this from Japan, right? So it's like first panel is Tokyo, Japan. And it's this guy sitting down, normal, totally normal guy. He's like, oh man, this SpongeBob SquarePants show is awesome. And then the next panel is, hi, Tokyo University. This is Kenji Kondo. I was just calling so I could change my major to English language. No, I don't care. I'm 2 months away from graduation. And then 6 months later, it's like, hey, Kenji, I've got this really cool anime DVD. You want to watch it? And then the guy from before now has a ponytail and he's like covered in zits. He's wearing a SpongeBob SquarePants shirt with flames on it. Yeah. Like I would never waste my time watching that Japanese animation. God, for your information, I only watch foreign cartoons in their original American language. Can't call yourself a true animation fan until you've seen bootleg imported fan sub of the fairy Odd Parents. Now please quit bothering me. I'm busy organizing my college's Nicktoons watching club. Why won't anybody accept me for my taste accept that my tastes are superior to theirs? I can't wait until I move to America where I will finally instantly fit and be beloved because I enjoyed their cartoons. So, and that's like a perfect example of like, if we saw that, we'd be like, okay. Yeah. And I think that's exactly what happens with Japan. It's like it gets over fetishized.
Yeah.
I'm sure Japanese people are just like, Why are you like this, American person?
That's such a good way to like contextualize it for us.
Yeah, and I think it is also worth saying too that I think that we just told a story of a girl who's a weeboo, and that this one is about a guy. And I think that for some reason in my mind, it's really easy to think that they're all guys, like kind of neckbeardy, you know, pimpled dudes. But I think this is actually a pretty fairly divide. It's a pretty even spread between kind of the men weeaboos and the women weeaboos.
Yeah.
It seems that way.
You see a lot of photos of the girls dressed up in sort of like the anime costumes, like the Comic-Con style thing, whatever. I'm sounding like a fucking noob. But yeah, it's definitely a big female culture for sure.
It is.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we probably need to wrap this one up. I need to get on with the rest of my day.
Yes. And I think, I don't know. I think we all like are sort of interested in this world, and this may be like one of a few different weeaboo related topics. And if you are a weeaboo person out there and you're like, fuck those guys, they got it wrong, like let us know and we'd love to hear your take, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Well, we admittedly came into this one pretty, weeaboos are not new internet slang. Like it's been around for a very, very long time, and it is a dense one. So I don't want to even begin to assume that we kind of did it any justice talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's also now 10:30 in the morning for me, and I was out in the Golden Guy last night, so
you need to go get some raw fish, man.
I know. It's time to eat ramen and watch anime and play DDR.
You know what Tokyo looked like to me when I was there? It looked like a combination of the future and the 60s.
It is. You know what? That's a really good way to put it, actually. That is kind of exactly what it's like.
Brown leather chairs mixed with like new age high definition screens and fluorescent everything.
And bidets everywhere.
And everyone's smoking.
Everybody's smoking. All right, cool. So Weeaboo Tales, check it out. It's hilarious and strange and is a look into a very interesting culture that I would love to know more about. So if you're a weeaboo, please hit us up. All right, let's close this out with a couple randoms.
I've got a really fun one, 13 or 30. It's just pictures of people that look either really old or really, like you can't tell if they're young or old.
That is such a hilarious, I love that.
It's so good.
Wow. Here's a great one. Everything's science. So this is just like literally all science related articles. So active ingredient marijuana reduced Alzheimer's like effects in mice. And mice that have been genetically tweaked to develop symptoms like those of Alzheimer's, animals that received a synthetic form of tetrahydrocannabinol for 6 weeks performed as well as healthy mice on memory tests. Good on you, weed.
Fucking weed. That's crazy.
Good on you, weed. I know. It's the weed. Weed continues to be the miracle drug that everybody is starting to get on.
The savior.
Yeah. Free.
Here's one. Trashy.
Oh, Trashy is now my favorite sub. It's been my favorite sub for a while. And it's like, it's now the one sub that I go to when I'm just like, you know what? I have some time. Yeah. I'm going to go check this out.
Yeah. Maybe we should pencil this in for a future sub. It seems it's a fun topic.
It's fun. It's very, very visual, but it is an extremely fun topic.
Very visual. Yeah, we got to just find a way to pair it with something in the news.
That's true.
Who's trashy in the news these days?
I don't know.
Yeah. Our president, maybe. all right, cool. So closing this one out, I need to go do Japanese things. Yes, really.
Weeaboo.
Really invest in my weeaboo spirit. All right, so this is DigiReddit, a sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, sometimes whatever, when we're all in the same place, podcast about the internet, by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
And I'm Dog Boobs.
My 3D out here in America.
We'll be back again, maybe next week or soon. Maybe we'll talk about weeboos again.
Yeah.
So I would love to talk about one. All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.